What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, November 30th, 2017. And as you can tell, we're back on with high-quality sound and BAM user video and all the rest of it. And Dan and Mike and John just put in a huge amount of work. We were up very early this morning working out an alternative solution. Spectrum is still slow out here, but at this point, it looks like the problem really was Skype and their new desktop version. It's junk, and we're not going to use that any longer, and we've got something else going on here. All right, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today, and the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And getting on into the news here, there's a lot of stuff going on here. The big news is that Rex Tillerson is apparently leaving the administration. They're saying it's going to happen sometime in January. He's going to step down as Secretary of State and be replaced by Mike Pompeo. And then Mike Pompeo, in turn, will be replaced as head of the CIA by Senator Tom Cotton. And I think that's going to be an improvement. I don't know why Pompeo is going to do as Secretary of State. He's been caught lying before Congress so many times. But obviously a major shakeup, and obviously the end result of the fact that Tillerson and Trump weren't exactly working smoothly together. So that's where we are with that. Now, Representative John Conyers supposedly has been hospitalized, suffering from the stress and the tension related to the ongoing scandal. And it reads to me like a pitiful bid for sympathy. And it's not really working, because Nancy Pelosi, who just weeks ago was defending him and calling him an icon, came on out and said it's time for him to resign and step on down. So a lot of things happening over there. Meanwhile, getting on back to the real scandals that nobody wants to talk about, Russiagate, Primary Gate, Dossier Gate, Uranium Gate, whatever, all the gates that are over there. Basically, a lawyer for former DNC IT staffer Imran Awan is scrambling to block evidence found on a hidden laptop, which may contain proof of a massive spy ring operating at the highest levels of Congress in what may be the largest breach of national security in U.S. history. So apparently it is huge, and the lawyer is just trying to find some way to block the evidence on the laptop that ties into Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Now, you remember my pet theory about Hillary and her private email server? Going on back to 1994, the ChinaGate scandal, then President Bill Clinton, as he was running for re-election, used his authority as president to authorize the sale to China of militarily sensitive technology, and Chinese money was pouring into his re-election campaign, using Chinese-American citizens to make it all seem like it was legal. But when the investigation got going, it turned out the money was coming from Chinese billionaires and even Chinese intelligence. And they should have fully investigated back then, but the Clintons have this amazing ability to just walk away from these things. And apparently the reason they dropped the investigation was the White House email server crashed and there weren't any backup tapes. Golly gee whiz, we have no evidence to work with. How many times have we heard that one before? Speaking of somebody else who seems to have grown a coat of Teflon, apparently Jeff Epstein's trial, he's facing a civil trial over his dalliances with underage girls, was supposed to get underway next week. But apparently his attorney, Bradley Edwards, Bradley Edwards is the lawyer for the civil lawsuit. It's been dragging on for 8 years. And basically, Palm Beach County Circuit Judge Donald Hefele agreed to delay the trial until March. So they're putting that off because that's yet another scandal. Remember all the talk coming out about how there's a former member of the White House staff is getting ready to blow the whistle on all the times Bill and Hillary flew that Lolita Express down to Epstein's little pleasure palace down in the Caribbean. A lot of blackmail going on back and forth. That may be the only thing still holding the government together in a cohesive form is all the mutual blackmail. Now, Clinton accusers Juanita Broderick and Kathleen Willey stormed Al Franken's office demanding that he step down, that he resign over these multiple sexual harassment allegations against him. And again, we don't want to jump to conclusions. An allegation is not proof, but in Al Franken's case, there was that photo. And it does seem to have tripped off this firestorm, and it's making people in Congress look like real slime balls, people in the corporate media looking like real slime balls. And I think the American people are waking up to a new understanding of how the elites in our society really behave when they think nobody is looking. Now, we're going to do a quick shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining the network. Apparently, Matt Lauer came on out with a statement saying that some of the accusations against him have been mischaracterized or exaggerated. But then he turned around and said, yeah, he actually did some of it. And now there's this NBC staffer, married NBC staffer, claiming that Matt Lauer abused her sexually in his office, claims he had a little button on his desk that would lock the door. And I don't know, is it the ego, the power, or is it the fact that 9 times out of 10, when people in these positions proposition a woman, they're going to get a positive result? And that intermittent reinforcement is going to keep them behaving that way. It's the same principle behind Las Vegas. You know you're going to lose, but every time you win, you get that thrill. That's the intermittent reinforcement of the conditioned behavior. So there's the psychiatric dimension to all of this. Now, Ann Curry is speaking out in the wake of Matt Lauer's ouster from NBC, saying women need to thrive without fear. Well, a black belt in martial arts is going to help. Pepper spray, that doesn't work. Get a gun. I remember back during the militant feminist movement of the 1990s, rather than empowering women, teaching them to take care of themselves, to fend off attackers, they turned them into a new victim class. Oh, they were all afraid there was a rape epidemic, which, by the way, there wasn't, but that was what everybody was selling with their books and conferences and the rest of it. So I don't have a problem with women living without fear. I think everybody should live without fear. But in this day and age, that means you know how to take care of yourself, because the perversity of the universe tends toward a maximum. The universe bites. Buy a helmet. Don't sit there and wait for somebody on TV or in a politician's office to say, we will protect you, because it never really happens. Look at the out-of-control cybercrime epidemic all over the country as an indication of just how poorly you are being protected. We'll have more about cybercrime a little bit later in the show. Now, let's get on down to Judge Roy Moore. He is still leading in the polls. His lead is growing. And it looks like the people of Alabama are basically understanding this smear campaign was exactly that. But his opponents are not giving up. And apparently, the Associated Press ran a story that claims Steve Bannon, Trump's ally and Breitbart News chairman, was distancing himself from the Roy Moore campaign in Alabama. And the AP piece came on out, where's Bannon? Moore booster absent in Alabama. And the story was distributed all over the AP wire service, and it ran all over the country. And it turned out everything was untrue. It was a complete fiction, and the Associated Press has now retracted the article, and I'm sure they're already busy coming up with something else they can put on out there and say, well, Moore tap dances barefoot on shag carpeting, and he passes wind in hall closets, and anything else they can think of. But at this point, the corporate media has shredded its own credibility. There's no question about that. This could even be a watershed moment which sees the beginning of the final decline of corporate media, because their inability to get Roy Moore destroyed with this smear campaign sends a clear message. The corporate media is no longer able to control what Americans are thinking, and that's what they're paid to do. And if they can't do that job anymore, their corporate masters are going to start putting away those checkbooks, and all those talking heads on the corporate media, they're going to have to start learning to live on a middle-class salary and maybe not be quite so frisky with the intern pool. So let's get on over to the war zones, as it were. China is getting ready to deploy their elite troops in Syria to fight alongside Assad's army. And this is coming from multiple reports in Middle East regional sources. China is sending elite military units to Syria to advise and assist the Syrian army in an attempt to root out the country's terrorist insurgency, especially Chinese Islamist foreign fighters who've shown up in increasing numbers. Apparently, the U.S. government is trying to drag in ISIS from the rest of the world anywhere they can to keep this thing going. Now, if this turns out to be true, this is the first time China has sent assistance to the Assad government. But there may be something else going on. The reality is ISIS is all but eradicated. They've lost all their strongholds. They've lost all the towns they were in control with. They're reduced down to these roving bands wandering around the Euphrates area and dodging bullets. So China may be, I say maybe, stepping in to help Syria prepare for a possible renewed U.S. effort to oust Bashar al-Assad. Because everybody understands that was always the U.S. agenda. In the early years of the Syria war, they admitted it. Yes, we have to get rid of the evil Assad. He's gassing his own people. He's keeping his library books way overdue. He's a horrible monster. And then because the American people were getting sick of wars, they changed it around and said, well, we're not really in Syria to make war on the Syrian people. We're there to get ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And then every time the U.S. flew into Syria, they would miss ISIS and Al-Qaeda and bomb important Syrian infrastructure. Then we find out that President Obama and then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton were actually smuggling arms and supplies to ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria. At the same time, we were being told ISIS were these horrible monsters that needed eradicating. It's part of the war on terror. And, of course, giving aid and company to the enemy, aid and comfort, rather, to the enemy in a time of war, that's the technical definition of treason. Now, Iran, all of a sudden, is starting to flex their military muscles, symbolically, but they're planning on sending some of their warships for visits to Italy, Spain, Algeria, and even the Gulf of Mexico. And I think that latter one may have been a little reckless. Now, legally, technically, much of the Gulf of Mexico is considered international waters. And Iran and anybody else has a perfect legal right to go there. But I'm sure the U.S. propagandists are going to seize on this, saying Iran is being provocative. They're sailing their ships off our coast. Well, how long has the U.S. government been sailing our warships off their coast? A little bit of perspective there. Now, there's a new development over in Iraq. And that is that in an interview with Press TV, Haj al-Amiri, who heads Iraq's Badr organization, is saying that the popular forces are calling on the Iraq parliament to draw up legislation to demand the U.S. pull out all their troops from the Arab country. The war is, at least in theory, long over, but the U.S. is garrisoning Iraq to keep exerting control over it, and the Iraqis really don't want to have that happen any longer. And absent a state of war, absent a declared war, absent a UN Security Council resolution, the United States has no more legal right to be in Iraq than they do in Syria. Now, yesterday we were talking about how part of the propaganda to sell people on a war is to demonize the enemy leader, make him sound horrible, that they do terrible, terrible things, that they're a bad person, and that's why they deserve to die. And they certainly did it with Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. And the reality is, Gaddafi was trying to be a good ruler for his people. Under Gaddafi in Libya, a home is considered a natural human right. There are no homeless, or there weren't under Gaddafi. Today it's a different story entirely. Under Gaddafi, education and medical treatment were all free. Contrast that with the high cost of education and medical care in this country. And it's not like they're all that different in terms of quality. Now, something that Gaddafi did that a lot of people admired is he built the largest irrigation system in the world. They were calling it the Great Man-Made River. And it basically, funded by the Gaddafi government, designed to make water readily available to all Libyans across the entire country. They were greening up the country. They were starting agriculture in formerly arid areas. They were building up their infrastructure, not their war machine. And along with that, with the new abundance of farmland, any Libyan who wanted to start a farm, they were given a house, farmland, livestock, and seeds, all free of charge. Does this sound like an evil leader? When a Libyan woman gave birth, she was given $5,000 for herself and the child to get a good start, make sure the baby had everything that they need. Electricity was free in Libya. No electric bills. Gasoline was 14 cents per liter. And most importantly, and I think this is very telling, Gaddafi raised the level of education. When Gaddafi took power, only 25% of Libyans were literate. And he brought it up to 87% with 25% of students earning university degrees. Now, these next two are really the reason why Libya had to be destroyed and Gaddafi had to be killed. Libya had a state bank, not a private central bank, a state bank. And it provided loans to citizens at 0% interest by law. And Libya had no external debt. They did not owe their wealth to the Federal Reserve or the ECB or any of that. And finally, of course, there was the gold dinar, where Gaddafi came out with a gold-backed currency and said, if you want to buy Libya's oil from now on, you will pay for it with the gold dinar. That was going to stimulate trade with his country. And the rest of Africa were looking at the gold dinar and saying, that's a stable currency. Let's start using that. Let's drop the dollar and go with that. And that's the real reason for the war on Libya. It had nothing to do with Gaddafi being a bad guy. It was all about protecting the wealth and power of the private central banks, especially the Federal Reserve. All wars are bankers' wars. There's an article under that title at the top of the main page. If you haven't read it, you probably should take a look. Now, getting on over to Korea, things are getting very, very intense over there. The U.S. is warning that the North Korean leadership will be utterly destroyed in case of war. So there's a little bit of chest thumping going on, telegraphing a decapitation strike. But I think North Korea has succeeded in becoming a credible nuclear power with a credible nuclear deterrent. And that changes the equation dramatically. We're going to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
Thank you. so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So we're talking about North Korea. And everybody's in a lather because North Korea tested a ballistic missile with a far greater range than any they have demonstrated before. And it is something that can hit the U.S. mainland. Now, at this point, the reality is that North Korea has probably dispersed all of the missiles that they've got. They've got lots and lots of tunnels. They've been digging through the mountains to house their conventional artillery. They could be used to hide missiles or warheads. So the idea that the U.S. can go on in and do a decapitation strike does not prevent a retaliation. And that's what makes the deterrent credible. It would be very, very risky to try that. The only way the U.S. could attack North Korea now and guarantee there was no retaliation is to literally nuke the entire country. And even with all the nuclear warheads the United States has, they can't quite get all of North Korea melted down to where the tunnels and storage places would be destroyed. But they're out there talking this tough talk, and they're starting to get pushback from the rest of the world. Russia has rejected a U.S. call to cut ties with North Korea. And Russia is basically saying North Korea has every right to test missiles, just like any other country. Russia recently tested one. The U.S. tests missiles all the time. They're trying to make a big deal out of the fact that North Korea is building up a defensive deterrent capability. Now, apparently, Donald Trump, in talking with Xi Jinping, is saying the U.S. is going to impose even more sanctions on North Korea. And we're not sure what that's going to be. They're trying to get China to cut off oil to North Korea, but that's going to harm China's already fragile economy. China and North Korea are trading partners. It's going to be very hard to get them to go along with this. And the reality is that while North Korea does trade with some countries like China, because of the isolation they've been in for so long, they're actually quite self-sufficient. They're not hopelessly entangled up with the global economy. So, moving on down here. Here's an interesting article, and I hope this guy's right. It's over in newsantiwar.com. And basically it's saying North Korea's nuclear power declaration could be a prelude to talks. Meaning now that North Korea has established itself as a nuclear power with a nuclear deterrent, maybe now they're willing to talk because they'll be negotiating from a position of parity with the United States. And again, North Korea has as much right to a deterrent as any other nation. And looking over the last 16 years of wars, there is this clear pattern of pressuring or otherwise convincing nations to give up weapons of mass destruction, immediately followed by a U.S. invasion. And North Korea is smart enough to see that that is the pattern. So they've got absolutely no reason to give up that deterrent because that's what's going to keep them peaceful. That was certainly the reason given to our generation for the huge nuclear arsenal built by the United States and even by Russia. Mutually assured destruction means nobody's going to push the button, although we came dangerously close during the Cuban Missile Crisis. But I think Kim Jong-un, he gambled, was a dangerous gamble, but I think he's won. Okay, now, apparently the former Egyptian premier, Ahmed Shafik, is complaining that the United Arab Emirates is preventing him from traveling to his country. He wants to run in Egypt's presidential elections next year, but apparently the UAE is forbidding him to leave the country. So that's going to probably develop into a sticky diplomatic situation. Going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back. Oh, wait, they changed the clock on me. I keep forgetting that. Anyway, another development in Egypt. Russia has negotiated a deal for its warplanes to use Egypt bases. This is going to allow Moscow to project more power and influence across North Africa and the Middle East. And once again, Israel is bombing the Gaza Strip. They're claiming the justification was that there was a mortar shelling of an Israeli outpost, which the IDF said was carried out by the Islamic Jihad. We don't know whether it was or it wasn't, but they're not saying the Palestinians had anything to do with it. But Israel just went on in and started bombing anyway. It's regular as clockwork. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our
party. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Getting on back to Israel. Yesterday, we reported that the Knesset apparently has passed this law, which says members of the Knesset or the prime minister are now above the law, cannot be investigated for corruption. And apparently they're now looking at a legal way to declare Jews-only communities. And this is reported in the Jerusalem Post. And so this nation state of the Jewish people is currently being shaped by Knesset committee ahead of expected efforts by Netanyahu's coalition to pass it into law. And one article of the legislation says that every resident of Israel, without difference of religion and nationality, has a right to act to preserve his culture, heritage, language, and identity, and that a religious or national community has the right to establish a separate communal town. Well, I find this rather hypocritical, because the rest of the world is being told that they must accept open borders, multiculturalism, blended societies, uncontrolled migration, that we have to accept each other's foibles of behavior like rape and crime. But Israel wants to have Jews-only communities. Can you say apartheid? I knew you could. Apparently, Trump is going to announce the move of the American embassy to Jerusalem, possibly as soon as next week. And this has been a big issue for a long time. Israel wants to claim Jerusalem as their capital city. The capital of Israel is actually Tel Aviv. And when the United Nations crafted that partition plan, they declared Jerusalem had to be a shared city between Jews, Christians, Muslims, and the Orthodox community. And, of course, Israel wants it all. And bit by bit, they're trying to annex or take over or simply buy East Jerusalem, which is supposed to be the Muslim section and the future capital of a Palestinian state. But by moving the American embassy to Jerusalem, Trump is basically sanctioning a view that Jerusalem really is the capital of Israel. So, little disappointed on that one there. There's a new draft law sponsored by members of Netanyahu's coalition that would see activists who promote the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement face criminal charges and jail time. Now, a boycott is a recognized form of peaceful protest. Here in the United States, it's protected under the First Amendment. But apparently the boycott is having a huge success, and that's why they want to criminalize it everywhere, including here in the United States of America. There have been efforts to try and bring pressure to bear on companies and individuals to not support the boycott and divestment sanctions movement, because Israel's missing all that money that is now going someplace else. But again, a boycott is an internationally recognized form of peaceful, nonviolent protest. Now, Israeli forces have forced Palestinian farmers off lands they were working on in the Jordan Valley area of the Tubas district in the northern occupied West Bank. This is coming from Palestinian media. And apparently the Israeli forces ordered a group of Palestinian farmers near the village of Sakout to stop working and leave the lands immediately. Now, the Jordan Valley forms a third of the occupied West Bank, with 88% of its land already under full Israeli military control. 57% of the land in the valley has been declared closed military zones, where Israeli forces routinely train with live ammunition and explosive devices. And now they've decided to confiscate thousands of square meters of private Palestinian lands in the northern West Bank. And what's really interesting is Israel actually violates their own law and international law, because under international law, governments are allowed to commandeer private property for military purposes. But when the military need no longer exists, the land is supposed to be given back to its original owners. Now, in the case of Israel, they'll declare a section of land, a military zone, a buffer zone, and they'll go on in and play with it for a while. And then when they no longer feel they need it, it's turned over for private development to Israeli businessmen. So it's just another way they're trying to chip away at Palestine, bit by bit by bit. The rest of the world does seem to be waking up to what's really going on the ground in Israel and Palestine. And apparently, women MPs from an Algerian parliamentary delegation walked out of an international conference just as members of the Israeli Knesset were about to speak. Little taste of their own medicine, because if you'll remember past UN meetings, every time the representative from Iran gets up to speak, the Israeli ambassador will just storm out in a huff of indignation. Now, the Saudis have intercepted another ballistic missile fired from Yemen. And this is in the southern city of Khamis Mushayit in the southern western province of Asir. And I'm sure that the corporate media will be screaming that Iran was behind this. Iran gave them the missile. But as was the case with the last one, this is a missile designed and built entirely within Yemen. And Iran has got nothing to do with it. You have to hand it to the Yemeni people. They're facing a tremendously better equipped military from Saudi Arabia. But they seem to keep out-soldiering them. This war has gone on much longer than bin Salman expected, or for that matter, the U.S. government expected. Those are tough people over there. Speaking of Algeria, apparently they're refusing to join this Saudi-led Muslim military alliance. Saudi Arabia is trying to glue together this coalition of the Muslim nations with which to go after Iran and so forth and so on. But Algeria has now joined Iran, Syria, and Iraq in saying, we want no part of this. And so this coalition may be fragmenting before it even gets going. Now, apparently, one of the newspapers quoted retired Algerian Colonel Abdelhamid Al-Sharif as saying, the alliance is an alliance of aggression. Yes, it is, that represents the conflicts of interest raging in the region, and Algeria refuses to be part of it. So there are some calm heads over there in the Middle East who understand it could be a flashpoint that really gets World War III going. There are so many of them, the Middle East, North Korea. Now, you remember a while back, one of the few things that Obama did that I agreed with, is he started to normalize relations with Cuba. And I'm not just saying that because I was looking forward to Cuban rum and Cuban cigars. Basically, the reason that we had the Cuban Missile Crisis is that after Castro's revolution, Castro approached the United States about establishing normal relations and trade. And the American corporation said, the only way we'll establish trade with you is if you give us the same discounts that Batista was, which is what had impoverished the Cuban people. And Castro couldn't do that. So the U.S. basically declared the blockade, which went on way, way too long, just to prove that the U.S. government can carry a grudge. And that was what forced Castro to form an alliance with the Soviet Union. And knowing that we are on a path to a new global war, it made sense to me. Let's make friends with Cuba so that Russia doesn't have that foothold in our hemisphere. To me, that makes perfect sense. But apparently, ever since Trump won the election, they're out there trying to make stink face at Cuba and go back to the days of the blockade. And I think they're making a critical mistake here. And you remember a while ago, there were these claims coming from the U.S. that the Cubans were using a sonic weapon on our ambassadors, which nobody could actually prove, and Cuba is denying it. Well, the new spin is the Russians were in Cuba doing this. Russia gets the blame for everything. Car overheats, got to be Russia. Your mail gets lost. It was Russia. They're ripping off the mailboxes. It's raining today. Oh, Russia's weather satellites. Everything bad that happens. Lost your car keys? Russia did it. Russia's done everything, except Russian dressing, which, as it turns out, is actually an American invention. So let us talk now about the economy. We're now in the Christmas shopping season, and they're trying to flog us as hard as possible to max out those credit cards and buy a bunch of stuff that probably in any other time of the year we'd look at and say, this is silly. And I saw one earlier today. Apparently, it is the new generation of the Pet Rock, only this one comes with a stitched leather holster. $85. Already sold out. And you have to wonder, what are people thinking in this day and age with this economy? In any event, consumer debt is already up $605 billion. It's estimated this holiday shopping season, if it goes the way the retailers are praying that it will be another $600 billion spent on Christmas. Now, we need to be very careful because we're getting a lot of reports that, yes, people are out there, they're shopping, they're buying like crazy. But every Christmas for the last six, the Christmas season starts out with all of these announcements in the corporate media that, oh, people are swarming to the stores. They're buying stuff like crazy. You better hurry. You're going to miss the bargain. You're going to miss that opportunity. And then we get after Christmas and the numbers really come on out and we find out that, no, people weren't really doing all that much spending after all. It's just another way to get you to go down to that mall and whip out the plastic. That's all it is. Now, household debt is really getting out of control, and the reason is higher prices, higher rents, lower salaries and wages. People are actually having to use their credit cards to live on. And that is really a trap. And so we have this article out of Zero Hedge that even while the stock market continues to soar into the stratosphere, one record high after the next, and it's all an illusion, apparently household debt is so bad it's forcing a lot of New Yorkers to rely on food pantries. This is an article in the New York Post. They're having to go to the food pantries to have enough to eat. This is not an economic recovery. This is an economy that is in stagnation. This is an economy that is trembling at the edge of collapse. And still, they're siphoning all the money out of the country to spend on more wars. And remember, in a war, the country that runs out of money first loses. Story out of Blacklisted News. Morgan Stanley, with a long rap sheet of corporate crimes, says that Jeremy Corbyn holding them to account would hurt them worse than the worst Brexit. Oh, we would suffer. We bankers would suffer. You can't hold us to account for our crimes. And they seem to get away with it. Because when they get caught, there'll be a settlement, which comes off the bankers' taxes and increased fees to their customers. The banking executives never go to jail. They never have to do a payout out of their own personal pocket. And they've gotten arrogant in their status. That's what this article shows. Morgan Stanley is out there saying, don't prosecute us for our crimes. It would cause us hardships. What's that slogan they have over on the cops reality TV show? Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. I think that applies here. Tony Blair is out there becoming the new star of The Remainers, and he's telling French Britons, we'll change their mind. And the UK is already turning around. They're regretting having voted for Brexit. They're already talking about trying to have a second election, which they'll work that much harder to try and steal, because there was massive election fraud in that Brexit election, all against Brexit, just like there was massive election fraud in this country last year, all of it against Donald Trump. But Trump won, and so did Brexit. Deal with it. Now, apparently, private companies are getting ready to cash in as Homeland Security brings facial recognition to the U.S. borders. And it's a big business. It's becoming another complex because facial recognition has not been shown to be 100% reliable. And look at the disaster with the iPhone X. And yet they're spending huge amounts of money on it. A lot of the stuff Homeland Security has bought throughout the years has turned out to not be reliable. It's possible to get things through those scanners. The swipes get false positives. There's a little cloth that they wipe over your luggage to see if you're carrying drugs or explosives. They get false positives. If you had turnips for dinner last night, you may get a positive for heroin. That's completely bogus. But it's big business, and the money is driving the cycle. Now, a little bit of good news here. Apparently, the Bundys, Cliven, Ammon Bundy, and Ryan Payne, have all been given pre-trial release. This was very upsetting to the prosecutors who tried to portray them as a clear danger to the community and risk of flight. But they're out free now. At one point, Clive Bundy said he was going to stay on principle, but last I heard, they're all out. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to take a phone call from Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. All these sexual allegations, it kind of reminds me of the Jacques. With the French Revolution and the guillotine start flying. I don't know if you catch my parallel. We had due process in this country. I mean, just accusing someone means you're guilty. I've seen nobody go to court, and I'm not trying to defend anyone, but I'm questioning the due process.
I agree. I absolutely agree. Now, people like to call it the Napoleonic Code, but you're absolutely correct. This goes back even before the French Revolution, where the presumption was if you were accused, you were guilty, and the burden was on you to prove that you were innocent. And we're supposed to have an opposite system in this country, and that's why I've been saying we have to be very cautious with these allegations. Now, in the case of Matt Lauer, he's admitted that some of the things he's accused of actually did happen. And but again, an allegation is not a fact. It's not proof. And we should be a little bit cautious because it does seem to be blowing up into the new fad. And it does remind me a lot of the rape hysteria back in the 1990s with the militant feminists, where, I mean, everybody wanted to be a victim because they could get on TV. There were even T-shirts that said potential rape victim that women were buying and wearing. It's almost like they were advertising to get attacked. Mass movements can get going and then spinning out of control. This one definitely has. Now, for those who have really committed these crimes, yeah, let's give them a nice public tarring and feathering, but let's not ruin innocent lives, just getting caught up in the hysteria here.
I totally agree. It just seems like all the strides that we've taken forward, we're taking 1,000 back. I mean, I agree with you on, I'm going to say 75% of the time. Dustin from New Jersey, absolutely genius. I agree with him about the same amount of times, 75% about the time, what you guys have to say. It's not here, debating isn't the issue. It's going to solutions and talking about solutions. I mean, and what we're facing is, in retrospect, I feel like we've been hijacked or the freedom or liberty revolution has been hijacked with, like, this French Revolution, like a French Revolution 2.0. I don't know how we're going to face this. I feel like, the purging of everybody in the media is getting row of one set of shark teeth, and then the new row of shark teeth is getting ready to emerge. And I have a feeling it's going to be your quasi-liberty people, and I think they're going to start trying to have us infight with amongst ourselves.
They've been trying that for a very long time. They're always trying to stir up trouble between the various independent media hosts, and I refuse to bite because now's not the time for us to be playing that way. We all have to work together if we're going to head off this war and try and get the country back to a true republic. Kevin, we're going to have to let you go. We got to do a station identification, and we'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.